This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started the show with jobs. We approach the end of the show with jobs, in particular, jobs in the sporting goods, hobby, musical instrument, book, and miscellaneous retailers category. That's actually the BLS title, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Added 700 jobs, that category did, into which falls Garrity Tools. They make pottery tools in St. Louis, Missouri. We talked to Colin Garrity last year, the then owner of the company, about his plans to change it from sole proprietorship to a worker co-op. And we got him back on the phone the other day to see how it's going.
The transition into a worker co-op has been slow, and we've been making it up as we go. There have been a lot of things we've tried and then tried over again. At first, it was me building this thing, and I didn't have to be right or wrong. I would just make a decision. But now, especially because everyone cares, all these decisions need to be made by the stakeholders, which is the worker owners, but is also everyone. That's been really overwhelming because we're figuring out what pay structure looks like within a co-op, but we're also trying to figure out how to have a company in 2023 that makes things and sells them. And that's just pretty tough. It's been a lot of learning. Becoming a co-op hasn't fixed any of the challenges the company has on its own. We're still a manufacturing business in St. Louis. We're answering big questions like, does everyone get paid the same? Or is there a scale? And do we just pay market rates for different jobs? And our biggest challenge is trying to figure out how to make it a good job for everyone. And no amount of, company ownership makes up for a bad job. I think it's still worth it to make the switch, and it's a little too late to not. A couple of people have asked me that recently, I think because I've been more stressed now than when I owned the company by myself. I love my job. I love creating businesses and designing products that people want, but it's really awesome to give people jobs that they love. And if everyone hates their job and we're a worker-owned co-op, then it's not worth it. I think we're going to get this right, but we're learning and we're going to keep trying pretty weird things. I think we're finally figuring out how to shape this into something that can keep growing. And if we can find out how to make this a healthy job for people and still pay everyone, then it's definitely worth it.
Colin Garrity there, worker owner, figuring it all out at Garrity Tools in St. Louis, Missouri.